Talk About It Friday, your podcast where we talk about anything to games, authors, life coaches, speakers, entrepreneurs, and much more. Talk About It Friday is here to inspire you. Infuse your Friday with your host, Wayne Clark. Like, share, and subscribe and hear the latest podcast interviews. Sponsor, urban8radio.co.uk. If you have a brand you feel the public should know, then visit the website at www.wayneclark.online.
Hey, what is up, everyone, and welcome to Talk About It's Friday. We've got a special guest. Lorraine Conn has brought out 4 books, and I'm just really happy that you're here today, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's brilliant. Sorry, say that again.
That's it. How are you today?
Oh, I'm absolutely fine, thank you. The sun is beaming.
Oh, that's good.
That's brilliant. So tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
I was born in New Zealand and I currently live in Australia. A bit hard describing myself. I'm a mum with 6 kids. It's only been since about 2014, 2015, I've been writing full time.
Wow.
But I started when I was about 8. That's when I discovered that I loved writing.
Wow.
It was just sort of a hobby to start with.
Yeah.
I'm married. We live here in Perth in Australia.
Yeah.
It's not much else really to
Wow. Well, wow, so you say 2014 is when you really discovered that you wanted to be a writer.
Well, that's when I started writing sort of full time. That's when the first book that I wrote in the series sort of came out, was more therapeutic, I think, than anything else.
Yeah.
I just treated breast cancer, so.
Oh, bless you. Wow. Yeah, because as I've been speaking to other authors, I don't know whether you know of Donna Siggers.
I think I've heard the name.
Yeah. It seems like everyone has got this kind of therapy in writing that it helps them recover from, things that have happened in their life, which is it's very inspiring for other people.
It is very therapeutic writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't really express any other way.
Absolutely. So how long would you say it would take to write your first book? Like, say, one book. How long would that actually take you?
The first one, actually, it flowed out pretty quick. Wow. I think it was about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Then going back over and over and over it again took a lot longer.
Wow. So you say that you've brought out 4 books. So in total, off the top of your head, it doesn't have to be accurate, how long would you say that took?
I finished the first 4. It was within a matter of 2 years.
Whoa!
That I was happy to the point where I was happy to let somebody read them.
Yeah.
But the whole series, I finished the last one at the beginning of last year.
Wow.
So, the different book. Yeah.
That's brilliant. So, what would you say your reviews are like on your series at the moment?
At the moment, I am astounded by my reviews. I'm really, really wrapped with them. I'm getting quite a few 5 stars, 4 stars. I think there's 1 3-star. Oh. For a couple of them, but yeah, I am so wrapped that people are enjoying the series.
Wow, that is absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So what would you say your work schedule is like when you're writing?
Well, it's sort of, when I was first one, I would be writing until I could be 3 o'clock in the morning some days.
Wow.
Or when the kids, because the kids were still at school at that point.
Yeah.
So it was particularly when they were at school or late at night after they'd gone to bed.
Yeah.
It sort of came first at that point, yeah.
That's brilliant. So is all your books published on Amazon, or are they, have you got a publisher?
I've got a publisher, Between the Lines Publishing.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful group. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. They've steered me the right way. Yeah, at the moment, they're all on Amazon. I'd love them to be on bookshelves.
Yeah.
Bookshop. Basically, ebooks at the moment.
Yeah.
But you can get a hard copy from Amazon.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. So do you design your covers yourself, or do you have someone do that for you?
No, I'm terrible at drawing. it's something I'd love to do.
Yeah.
No, my illustrator, Suzanne Johnson, she is fantastic. I send her the barest ideas, and she comes back with basically what I want. She is amazing, absolutely fantastic.
Wow. I was going to say, actually, because when you said that you couldn't draw, but I never say never, because when I first started out writing my books, I had the most horriblest cover, and I was like saying to myself, you know what, I want to really do something. I really want to make this like, you know, an outstanding cover. So I just got my head on it and I've done it, and I'll just do mine now.
Yeah. Oh, I started out, I actually self-published first.
Yeah.
That way, Between the Lines, and it was actually a conversation that I had with two people online on Facebook about my covers, self-made covers, that prompted one of them to suggest that I go to Between the Lines, and that was an author by the name of Ari Fisher.
Okay.
He's with Between the Lines as well, and it's something I wish I could do better.
Well, you never know. Maybe one day when you've got some free time from writing, give it a go.
Maybe. Well, in the genes, my grandfather was a great drawer.
Yeah.
He was an artist. So,
wow.
It's somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So where do you get your information or ideas of your books?
Well, the very first one, which ended up being the third book in the series, started out as a dream. I have these very, very vivid, clear dreams, and I tend to, when I wake up from them, I tend to write them down because they are so clear.
Yeah.
That's where that one came from. But after I wrote the next two after that,
yeah,
I began to wonder where the story actually started, because I had a feeling that it started way, way back.
Yeah.
In the past. So that's where Carleen, the second book, comes in. I actually wrote that, and then it still didn't answer any questions that I had of my own story. So I ended up writing Souls, which is the very first one.
Wow.
And that was actually, the idea for that came from a documentary on on the Romans in Scotland. And then I started looking at the myths and legends of Scotland, and the parallels sort of within my own story of how it could fit in. And that's where that all comes from.
It's great when like movies inspire you to write. I've had that done to me quite a few times. It's just the ideas that pop into your head. It's unbelievable. It's like watching your own movie for as long as you want.
Yeah,
exactly. No TV license.
I love documentaries, so it's, the ideas that can come from that, like, oh, that could be done like this, you know, that could be done where I'm writing this.
And
Wow. It's just great.
That's brilliant. Have you ever thought about co-writing with anyone?
No, I've never thought about co-writing. it's just something that's never sort of come into my mind. It happens a lot, but no.
Yeah.
It's not something I've thought about, no.
Oh, fair play. So what do you do when you're not writing? I mean, what do you like doing?
I love British murder mysteries.
Okay.
I do a bit of cross stitch, I'm a bit crafty. again, that's all imagination and, you know, getting sort of tapping into that. Cooking, love cooking.
Oh, yeah, cooking, definitely.
Love baking.
Yeah, baking's good.
Yeah. And, spending time with the family.
Oh, that's brilliant. So what's your support network like with your writing, with like family, friends? Are they, you know, very supportive of it?
Very supportive. I've got a wonderful husband who supports me and my kids. My daughter is a great sounding board. I sort of bounce ideas there and see whether or not things will work. My best friend is always the first one to read my stuff.
Yeah.
And she's clamoring at me at the moment, one I'm writing at the moment, to hurry up and finish so she can read it. Wow. I've got a lovely group of female friends who we get together who once a week, and they're brilliant to support.
That's cool. So do you have a rough number in your head of how many books that you are likely to bring out in a lifetime?
Oh, I have no idea. Apart from there are another 12 sitting in my computer.
Wow.
Complete, and another two or three that are on the go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. But the floodgate open, so let's just exactly. pour it all out.
Yeah. So what part of writing frustrates you the most?
Getting the time to write, getting rid of all of normal day sort of stuff, just to sit down and let the imagination flow.
Yeah.
Moment that seems to only happen in a cafe. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it's from book to book. So, you know, the next book I start, I may just be quite fine at home again.
Yeah.
Frustrating is when you get to the point where you know you want to write something, but you can't quite figure out how to put it into words.
Yeah, many times.
Yeah. So normally,
when
I'm writing the first draft, is I put down the basic idea of what I want, and then I just move on and I come back, try and figure it out. Yeah.
Wow.
Normally that happens. Yeah. Further on down the line, I finally twig. I can use that. So it's all a process.
Yeah, because I was struggling at one point, and I was saying to myself, there's got to be a way, because, you know, writer's block. I know like a lot of authors and writers hate to hear that word, writer's block. But I actually found out that on certain scenes, because I write thriller, and on certain scenes, I would like go on YouTube and I would maybe listen to an instrumental that goes with that. And it really does inspire me to write.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
When I was writing the series, I was listening to a lot of sort of epic movie sounding music.
Exactly.
On YouTube, and I found that helped a great deal.
Yeah, it really does get the mood flowing with that.
It does, along with a lot of Celtic, Scottish music as well, which sort of set the mood and set the scene, especially in the parts where in the modern day where I've written about Scotland.
It sounds like Scotland really inspires you.
It does.
Wow. Have you ever been to Scotland?
I'm going to make a confession. No, I've never been to Scotland. It's on my to-do list. when I make enough money from the books, I will be Scotland.
Yeah, it's what we call a bucket list.
I call it a to-do list. I don't like the sound of a bucket list.
Oh, no, it does sound a bit weird, but yeah.
Yeah.
So what was one of the most surprising things you've learned when creating your books?
I think it was my thought process, to be honest. There were points in the book where I was writing stuff that I didn't really hadn't planned for
in
the first outline, and things sort of, it was almost like the characters were talking to me themselves, and suddenly they just blurt out things, and it was like and I go back into the part of the books previous, and I could the sort of hints that I dropped along the way that sort of led up to that moment, and it's just amazing the feeling that you will subconsciously I've been planting these ideas and it's come to fruition in one little moment in the book.
Yeah, wow.
But my thought process. surprising.
Absolutely. So do you hear from your readers much? And if you do, what kind of things do they say to you?
I've heard from a couple.
Yeah.
Who kindly left reviews.
Yeah.
It's just, they've been sort of astounded for, hard to describe. They're amazed at the writing and the story, and ask me where I get the ideas from, and it's sort of that discussion.
Wow.
Again, people, I love hearing from the readers.
Yeah, it's good.
Love to hear if there's any out there, leave me some more information. Feedback's always great. I don't mind good feedback, and I don't mind bad feedback. Any feedback is great. It all helps the sort of development and the growing.
So I've just learned that, how to accept bad reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are daunting, but, sometimes they do help. You realise, where can you scratch up more in your book and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my genre is not for everyone. I know a lot of people don't like that sort of fantasy-type books, but it's nice getting that feedback from people who don't actually read that genre as well.
Yeah, exactly. So what genre do you write again?
I write fantasy.
Okay, cool. Have you ever thought about writing anything in any other genre, or is it just that you are particularly want to be writing in?
Well, the series is fantasy, but the other books that are sitting on my computer range from thriller to modern chick lit. I write whatever I fancy, whatever I feel comfortable in, or and I switch between them just to give myself a break from each one, so it makes it easier.
Well, that's cool.
And sometimes it's actually crossover. I had that when I was writing something else.
Yeah,
I had my Carlene, so it's sort of they do cross over the ideas, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you a full-time author, or is there anything else that you do?
No, I'm a full-time author at the moment.
Wow.
I stay-at-home mum.
Yeah.
It's a big school, and so now I'm doing this. I write full-time. Yeah.
Wow.
It's quite saying that.
That's cool. So you do have, you obviously have a website.
Yes, I do have a website.
That is absolutely cool. That is brilliant, because a lot of people like to go to websites and, view books, because I find that the Amazon links are so lengthy.
Yes.
Yeah, otherwise I would have just said, go to Amazon, but it doesn't quite work like that now.
Yeah, no, on the site at the moment is the sample of the first chapter of each of the books that are out. There's also, I've just put up a new blog the other day about and sharing some of the reviews from Amazon.
Yeah.
Which I'm just wrapped about. So that's all that's on at the moment, but there will be more coming soon.
Yeah.
As we're up for book 5 to come out.
Wow.
So
how would you say, what is your best marketing strategy? I mean, how do you do that? I mean, there's a lot of authors out there that are probably saying, how are you doing that? Because I see a lot of them out there that are doing it, and I'm like,
Yeah, at the moment, mine is all social media.
Yeah.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram are the three that I use most.
Yeah.
The only three that I use. I seem to get good feedback. I hope I'm not bugging everybody with my ads that I make myself. that's all I've got at the moment, and word of mouth. We are planning a bit more of a marketing for book 5. That's starting in mid-January, beginning of February. There will be a bit more out there.
That's brilliant. Have you ever thought about attending events, or is that something that you don't need to do?
I have thought about attending events. We get a couple of the sort of Supernova, and we don't get Comic-Con anymore over here in Perth. I have thought about attending one of those next year. Oh, sorry, this year, but I haven't done anything about that yet. I haven't looked into it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, because a lot of authors that went to this, I think there was an event in the United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I've heard of, you know, being at Comic-Con and having stalls.
Yeah.
I've got to look into that more. I think I'm too late for this year. I think they've already got the stalls all organised. So it may be.
No, that's
but
it.
By then, hopefully, all seven books should be out, so that will make a bigger impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. So what would be your best advice that you'd give to authors out there, like ones that want to just, you know, write a book? What advice would you give them?
Just do it. Just write. Pick up a pen, sit at the computer, write silly things. I've found best... when you're not sure what you want to write, it's just pick a picture and describe it. Amazing how many ideas I've got from that.
Yeah, exactly.
just find something that you want to write about, something that you're passionate about. And just do it.
That's incredible.
Don't be scared to do it. I won't say it's easy, but you know, at times you want to rip your hair out, but it's fulfilling.
I was going to say it's definitely rewarding, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's absolutely brilliant. So is there anything that you really want to get across to your readers right now?
At the moment, I just want them to enjoy it. I really want people to discover it and really enjoy it. I hope that they actually get the message that comes out in the books. They probably won't talk about it until the very last one, but there is definitely a message in my books and I want people to pick up on that.
Yeah, I was going to actually ask you that question, but you've done that, so
okay.
Oh, that's brilliant. Wow. Oh, it's been absolutely brilliant interviewing you, and I just want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity and our listeners the opportunity as well.
Thank you very much. I've really enjoyed it.
No, thank you very much. So hopefully that once you start, building up your more books again, maybe we can interview you again and, you know, see how you've come in the future.
I would love that. That would be great.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Well, thank you ever so much. And we'll talk more after the show if you want.
Yep. Thanks, Wayne.
That's all right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank
you. Talk About It Friday. Your podcast where we talk about anything. Sponsor, urban8radio.co.uk. If you have a brand you feel the public should know, then visit the website at www.wayneclark.online.